Good evening, this is Akashvani, Itanagar. The news read by Priya Badu. Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik retired today, participated in the Silver Jubilee celebration of the Socio-Educational Welfare Association at Dibrugarh, Assam. Established in 2000, SEWA has devoted 25 years to uplifting the underprivileged through compassion, education, skill development and empowerment across Assam and the northeastern region. The governor commended SEWA for its multidimensional work, from promoting gender equality, sustainable livelihoods, mental well-being and disaster resilience, to pioneering organic tea cultivation, clean cookstove adoption and elderly care programs. He said that SEWA's Family Counseling Center, which has supported over 2,300 families and its wash interventions, have transformed sanitation and hygiene in tea garden communities. The governor paid his respect to the founder of SEWA, late Shanti Gogoi, and lauded her vision, compassion and lifelong dedication to social reform and women's empowerment. In an initiative to study successful ecotourism models, Chief Secretary Manish Kumar Gupta, along with Principal Chief Conservator of Forest P. Subramaniam and Member Secretary Arunachal Pradesh Ecotourism Promotion Society Dr. Damodar A.T., today visited the jungle lodges and resorts at Bhadra Tiger Reserve in Karnataka. In a social media post, the CS emphasized that similar activities can be planned with Ecotourism Society in collaboration with local communities at the backwaters of Subansiri and other hydro projects in Arunachal Pradesh. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today convened a meeting with Member of the House of Representatives, Japan, and Chairman of the Japan-India Parliamentary Friendship League, Yasutoshi Nishimura. The meeting deliberated on taking forward the India-Japan partnership to further strengthen the cultural ties and explore avenues of developmental cooperation. Later in the day, CM Khandu held a meeting with Chairman and CEO of Asian Group Co. Limited and associated companies, Toshiaki Nishikawa. In a social media post, Khandu informed that Mr. Nishikawa expressed his commitment to enhancing the Indian workforce presence in Japan and is already collaborating with several Indian states to promote Japanese language learning and skill development initiatives. Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Men today attended the inaugural ceremony of second Wakro Butterfly Meet, held in celebration of the 8th Northeast Butterfly Meet at Kamlang Tiger Reserve and Wildlife Sanctuary in Lohit District. While addressing the gathering, the DCM extended his appreciation to the Kamlang Valley Nature Club domain experts and members of the Butterflies of Northeastern India Group for their dedicated efforts in celebrating the rich diversity of butterflies and promoting ecotourism across the region. In a social media post, Maine informed that Arunachal's rich diversity, with 582 recorded butterfly species and many more being discovered, inspires to conserve and celebrate nature. He further added that events like the Namdafa Butterfly Meet and Zero Butterfly Meet have inspired awareness and conservation across the Northeast. In a tribute to the marches of the 1962 Indo-China War, Deputy Commissioner Tawang Namgyal Angmo flagged off a motorcycle rally today from Tawang War Memorial to Bamla Pass. On the occasion, MLA Tawang Namge Shring paid a special homage to Param Yodha Subedar Joginder Singh on his Shahid Divas. The rally saw participation from 23 riders, including personnel from the Indian Army, ITBP, officers from the district administration, led by additional DC Rinchin Letta, and officials from the district police, led by SP Tawang Dr. D.W. Thungon. The rally successfully covered the challenging route up to 15,200 feet at Bamla Pass and back to Tawang. The Doni Sango Culture Preservation, in collaboration with the village committees of Komsing Village in Siang District, successfully organized the Namkam Hornbill Trek Expedition 2025. Held from 28th to 23rd October 2025, the expedition aimed to promote ecotourism and cultural awareness in the virgin hills of Namkam under Komsing Village, showcasing the breathtaking natural beauty, exploring pristine landscape, traditional trails and scenic viewpoints, while interacting and rich biodiversity of the Namkam region, home to the iconic hornbill bird and white-spotted squirrel. The Department of Agriculture Tawang today conducted an awareness cum orientation training program under the National Mission on Natural Farming and Namhead Village under Kidpel Circle. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.